Hey people, what's happening everybody, man? This is EJ from the Sports Betting Prophecies at sportsbettingpub.net, and we are talking some tennis today. We are talking some college hoops today on the hardwood because I told you never know what you're gonna get when you listen to the show. So I have about five or six, maybe seven tennis plays and five college hoops plays today. These are the Sports Betting Prophecies. You need to make some money today, don't you? It's Tuesday, February 23rd. Of course, the tennis will be running over into the February 24th, and you know how that works out, man. So, all right, let's get started. Everybody needs to make that money. All right, let's talk some tennis first. God, Elise Mertens, right? Playing Sevastova. See that line? That line is 5.5. Now, Sevastova's already dealt with Mertens before. No problem. Go! And she's 2-0 against Mertens. Now you're gonna give me 5.5. I get the conditions are not the same. You know, man. I mean, I just met in 2019. It's not like they were. It was 2015 or something. It was just about a year and change ago. So you know, Sevastova is gonna be able to deal with Mertens a little bit better than I think the line setters think. So I'm gonna suggest that 5.5 to you. It's about even money, really. I saw 2.00 or even minus 105, depending on your book. And when you get that in, take the Sevastova plus 5.5 handicap. Tishman, all right, you know what? Every once in a while, you just miss something. And I missed Tishman. That's what happened. Man, Kang Wang, huh? So she's got Wang tonight, and that's going to be an interesting match. I actually think Tishman should cruise past Wang. That minus two is minus 110 on Tishman today. You know what? I saw that Wang team, what do you call it, team total, right? Player total is 12. And it was minus 110. I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now, Tiedemann's going to go on to win this, and she should do it in straights. So there's no way that Wang's going to win 12 games tonight, in my opinion. In my opinion, you know, it's going to be like, even if it is 7-5, 6-4, yeah, Wang's not getting those 12 games. So take her player total under 12, minus 110, and Tiedemann minus 2. And the game handicap. Masaaki Doi. Yeah, yep. She advanced. All right, we talked about it yesterday. Here she is playing Belinda tonight. It's going to be an interesting match. I guess it's tomorrow, right? Tonight? Tomorrow? Tonight, tomorrow? Man, for me, it's 16 hours. I can't imagine being 19 hours like the Pacific Coast is, man. Wow. I'm going to take the Doi Benchik over 20. Something tells me we're going to see three sets there. And again, even if we don't, we're going to see a tiebreak in one of them. Two should be able to serve out pretty well. You know what Doi can do. Benchik's obviously way, you know, way, I mean, you know, talking about five games. So she's way favorite over Doi. I actually like that Doi. You can get the five games at minus 130, which is like, oh God, 130 is like a little stiff. But to put yourself in a position to push, because the 4.5 I actually see is like minus 105. So you're like, oh man, why do I have to pay so much for the five when the 4.5 is like right there? You know what? Every once in a while, you get those little feelings of like, why do I move lines sometimes in favor? Because you never know, man. It's tennis. So I'm going to move the Doi line to five. Okay, plus five. It's minus 130. Yeah, I got it. It's as stiff as it's ever going to get around here, believe me. You know, we've talked about before, minus 125, and I start to go, oh, let me find something else. But you know what? When that 5 bucks, you're talking about 5 bucks here. Come on. Again, that over 20 as well. I see three sets, and that over 20, you can even move it to minus 21, over 21. You know, still get a decent line on that. The 20 and a half is like minus 105 or something. So you move it to 20 and a half because the 20 is like minus 120. And more juice that you don't really need. So I'd rather see you move that line to 21 because they're going to, you know, if Doi's going to cover that five, we're gonna see three sets, so, and even if she doesn't, oh boy. So yeah, I like the over there. So again, the 20, minus 120. And the Doi plus five or minus 130, just take it. Do what you have to do with it. Martic, we just talked about her, what the heck? Right, well, minus two. She crushed her. And obviously the first set was 6-4, then Martic came out and said, yeah. It's enough of this, man. Well, I mean, obviously, I was a little nervous there when you say that the line setters know something that I don't. What the hell's Martic doing? Do minus two? Yeah, well, the line setters didn't know anything. We didn't know that yesterday, man. I thought Martic moved on just fine. And now she thinks, a lot of sellers think that she's going to be a disaster and fall apart against Coco Gauff. Listen, man, I watched that every ball drop in that Coco match last night. Now, you're dealing with an Italian like Pelini. Now, Pelini can move around, obviously, you know, it's still small. He's 5'4". And she can certainly get along and certainly move across the court and do what she has to do. That serve is not all that strong. And Coco can certainly serve. And she has, you know, that supports her cause for sure. You know, and they were talking about it last night, too. Everything's a battle. Every point's a battle. Everything is a battle with Coco. That's why you see these 2-3 sets. It's just 2-3 sets deep in the matches. 7-5, 6-4, 7-5, 6-4. See a lot of back and forth, man. She has to work on her return and serve because her serve can hold her. But soon she starts getting into the routine of return and serves like a beast, which will come eventually. I mean, she's still obviously pretty young. But I'm taking the Martins plus 3. I'm sorry. You need me 3 games of Martins against Coco. Yes. Yep, taking over 21 too. Minus 115. Coco Gauff, Petra Martins, over 21. Minus 115, man. Love it. Again, Martins plus 3. All right, now Putintseva. This one's tough, man, because I've been on Sanders. You can see, if you see my profile, I've been on Sanders and on Sanders, and obviously she's playing pretty well. And her little singles trek here, I'm not used to seeing her on this trek, but man, that's cool for her. I you know, winning 3 in a row, and she's doing all right. She's getting a bunch of games. That 5 games for Sanders tonight is interesting because I want to take it. I think Putintseva is going to certainly move on, and I hate thinking that someone's not going to win their match when I lay handicap games. Because you're talking about a 5 here. You know, I always want my dogs to kind of be in a position to win, and I don't think that Storm will win. So that makes that plus 5 a little tricky. I'm still going to suggest a plus 5 with Sam. With Storm. Sam. Storm Sanders. The over 20 as well. I think that over 20 is going to come in, and I like Storm with the plus 5. Obviously, Shelby already got through. Oh, God. Shelby looks in form, man. If you haven't seen Shelby's game recently, whew, just hits a heavy ball. That's pretty nice, man. You can hit a heavy ball, drive it home like that. I mean, she's playing her best tennis, obviously. Talked about Shelby enough around here. So she's the first to go through the round of 16. Obviously, Barty's going to be coming up here pretty quick with Collins. That's a big line, too. I think it's 5. I'm not going to touch the 5 with Barty, even though I think she should cover that line against Collins. Svitek, obviously, is very favorite. Oh, what a way to get past her yesterday. Oh, we had to push that minus 5. But still, man, Svitek, he can look good. She looked good. She did what she had to do to move on. And you know, she's not worried about covering any lines for us. But now she's heavily favorite. Oh, I mean, heavily favorite. I can't touch that. College hoops. So if you want to talk about some college hoops, man, Virginia Tech's playing Georgia Tech tonight. And why is Virginia Tech only laying a bucket? 2.5? Yes, Hokie me, please. You can give me the Hokies to win by 3. You know, I cover my line? Sure. Definitely going to take Virginia Tech there. Missouri's in that same position. Missouri minus 3. Go Tigers. Ole Miss is not going to be intimidating enough for Missouri not to find a way to win there. They just have to find a way to win it by 3 or 4. That line's like 3.5. You know, 2 buckets, okay. Yeah, could it get hairy there? Yeah, it might get hairy there late. They might have to hit a couple of late free throws to get us to cover that by win by 4 or 5. But, man, I think Missouri should find a way to win that game and move on. And yeah, so, you know, coming down the nitty-gritty over there. UMass and Richmond, 150. I saw it open at 150, now it's down to 149.5, and then it might be creeping down and creeping down even further. Man, I like that under. Why is it 150? I mean, why is it 150 to begin with, really, in my opinion? And I saw it come down to 149.5 at a whole bunch of sites about 2 hours later, and now it's it's just about 1 o'clock, you can see on my clock here in the East Coast, and man, we'll see if it's 149 or 148.5 later. I'm suggesting the under. Let's see if anybody takes that and moves the line any further. Pacific and San Diego starts in like 2 hours. And they're on the West Coast now. If they get that game in, which we always have to wonder about West Coast games, I'm taking that over. Even though you think, you know, West Coast games, early day, it'd be a high noon game out there. It'd be early. I'm not one to usually take overs on the early morning games, even if it's a high noon game here on the East Coast. That's still early when you're 20, man. You know, but so getting motivated when you're 20 sounds easy. remember getting up. God, when I was 20, man, you couldn't calm me down from the second I ate breakfast. But anyway, you know. All right, and Akron, money line. Well, what's up, Akron? Oh, I was not going to be Akron. I saw that even money. It was even Akron money line. Even money, plus 100, minus 100. Okay. Yeah, give me the Zips, man. I like the way the Zips are playing this year. They look pretty good. So there you go. You got college hoop plays. You got some tennis plays. That's my goal here. Sports betting prophecies. I'm EJ. You know, man, that's what I do. Try to help everybody make some money. So my page views were down yesterday. That kind of sucks. I had an all right day. Hopefully everybody will pick up and pick up what I'm throwing down over here, man. You know, just trying to help everybody make some money. Talked about my service over there at over at the sportsbettingpub.net that I have given away at $5 a day, man. You can try me out. $5 a day for 3 days, $15. I'll give you all the plays that I have when it comes to hockey and football and all the good stuff. So just trying to help the people, man. All right, let's get everybody out of here. See you later, man. Have a good Tuesday into your Wednesday, and hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow. If not, then we'll see you whenever we see you, man. Ciao, in Boca Alupo.